Welcome to our worship service, our worship time together. I'm so blessed, glad that you joined us today. We're going to worship our God from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Sing like this. Oh, our Lord. Oh, our Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's try that again. Your name in all the earth. We behold the breaking dawn, the light that shines over everyone. We look to you, we long for you, O Lord. We behold the rising sun, we behold the rising sun, the earth awakes. Your hope has come, we look to you, we long for you, O Lord. All right, sing it with us. Oh, our Lord. Oh, our Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Sing again, sing. Amen. Well, now we're going to sing from Psalms 90, which speaks of how God is our dwelling place and our home from all generations. What a blessing to know we have a place, a firm foundation, a God who never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and is our shelter, our place to run to in these times of trouble. We're so grateful. I'm going to ask Tori to lead us on this song.
God of glory, God of wonder, God of beauty, you reign through all eternity, before the mountains or the earth had been formed, you
again. You dance, oh, you dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never, ever, ever, ever hear the sound. And Lord, I'm amazed. Amazed by you, Lord, I'm amazed by you. again, Lord, I'm amazed. And Lord, I'm amazed.
To celebrate our Kingdom Weekend, we're going to do a song that's taken from Psalm 150 and Psalm 68. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, and let all the people praise him, and let the nations be glad and rejoice. So we celebrate all the nations worshiping together on this day. I hope you're blessed. Here we go. Praise him, everybody, praise him. Let everything that has breath, oh, give him praise. Oh, praise him, every nation, praise.
Thank you so much, Tommy and the worship band. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we invite you into this space right now. Lord, would you come and would you have your way in us? Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray for our churches and we pray for our families and our communities. Would you be among us, God, as we begin a new year? Would you do a new work in us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, welcome everyone. I'm glad you're with us today, and a special welcome to those who are joining us for the first time. We encourage you to find a life group this year to grow in a small group setting. So if you don't have one, encourage you to check it out on our website to find people to do life with. We also encourage you to give online through our Christian Assembly LA app or on our website by clicking on the Give tab. We want to thank you so much for your ongoing support and generosity. Now let's continue in our worship as we hear from our Kingdom Update for the month. This week we'll be hearing from one of our church planters that we support, Trayvon Evans from New Way Bible Church.
Well, hello, CA family. My name is Pastor Trayvon Evans. I'm the lead pastor at New Way Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and you are loved. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. It's because of your gifts that we've been able to continue to meet the needs of our local church. You have sowed into us spiritually and materially. And during this pandemic, during this worldwide crisis, we have had several nights when all we did was worship, because we found with our particular body, or our particular church rather, they need the experience. They look forward to watching virtually and having a lot of experience as if they were live. So we try to give them the strongest music ministry we can. We try to just give them a time to engage with each other. And we're currently working on starting up more classes or more small groups to continue to meet the needs of the people. But again, I cannot say and I cannot overstate our gratitude for you. It is our desire to pour into ministries. We recently sold into a ministry, a new church plant. That was our first time doing that, because again, we saw your motto and we want to be givers, not just receivers, but we want to be givers. And you have given us an example of how to lead well and how to love well. So I cannot say thank you enough. I love each and every one of you. I love your pastors, and I'm so grateful for your leadership. I'm so grateful for your partnership, and I look for many, many more years to serve the body of Christ and the world at large with you. God bless you, CA. New Way loves you, and New Way will do any and everything it can to support you and to be a blessing to you, because you have certainly been a blessing to us. God bless you. Love you. Can't wait to see you. God bless you.
Well, you just got to hear from an amazing man of God. Trayvon Evans is doing an incredible work in the South Bay area with New Way Bible Church. Let me tell you just a little bit more of the backstory on this. Tom met Trayvon about 3 years ago when Trayvon was preparing to plant this new church. And it's always our practice at Christian Assembly to build a friendship with a church planter before we begin to offer any kind of financial support. We want to build a mutual support for one another of prayer and a willingness to learn from one another. And so Trayvon began to meet with a group of pastors that Tom had gathered together, and he had invited Trayvon and some of the leaders from New Way Church to come and be part of this huddle that Tom was leading back in 2018. And eventually, Trayvon and his wife, April, launched New Way Bible Church, as Trayvon mentioned, on January 6th, 2019. And they are reaching all over the South Bay area. Now, Trayvon may be new to you, but we want you to know that he's not new to our staff. We have spent the last 3 years getting to watch the strength of Trayvon's leadership and the strength of his team as they start into their third year now in ministry. We wanted you to meet him. He's become a dear friend and a partner in ministry. In fact, I've had the pleasure of Trayvon and men from his church join with me and men from our church in a huddle that I lead with Scott Quay. Trayvon is a pastor. He is a man of God, called to lead and shepherd people in a new way of life with Jesus. He is full of the truth of God's word and the power of God's spirit. And as you give to the kingdom offering this weekend, which you can do on our website, I want you to know that what you're giving is helping to support New Way Bible Church. But I also want to ask you to embrace Trayvon and April and their church in prayer with me. Let's pray for them right now. Lord, we are so grateful that you are still changing lives and you are still helping people walk in a new way with you. I thank you, Father, that you have tapped a man like Trayvon along with April to take a stand in their part of the city and to declare your good news, and to call men and women into a new way of life with you. Would you bless their church? Would you bless their work and their effort, Lord? I pray, God, that you would continue to strengthen them with your word and with your spirit, and would you continue to make of us at Christian Assembly people who are generous to serve and to support and to give to other efforts of yours, other work of yours in our city and around our world, Lord. We commit again to being people of your kingdom and people of generosity to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for helping to support Trayvon and New Way Bible Church. We love that we have the opportunity to do that. Planting a new church is only possible when people stay focused on what God has called them to be and do. And I want to live like that in 2021. I want to believe what God's word says we can do with his help, no matter what circumstances might come our way. And that's why we've begun in 2021 with this series, this preaching series, What I Can Do. And I want you to know that in 2021, God's word says you can do your part in God's mission. You can do your part in God's mission this year. I want you to believe that today. People are desperately trying to find a cause to live for. I don't know if you've noticed, but people want to know if they matter, and they want their names to be associated with some action of change, some movement of strength. And when so much seems out of control, people want to know if anyone has the power to make a difference. And so now is the time that the world needs local churches full of men and women on mission to declare and demonstrate that there is indeed a cause worth living for. It's the same cause that Jesus died for. It is God's mission for the world to know his love and power made known through people like you and like me who exchange self-reliance for faith in Jesus. This out-of-control world needs to know if we still lift up the name of Jesus. We cannot control what happens all around us, but we can stand firmly planted in the ongoing mission of God and do our part in that mission. If you are not certain what you believe about Jesus, if you're online watching our services, just checking things out, and you're trying to figure out, do I trust God? Does God's good news about his love apply to me? Can I trust it? If you are trying to decide if you want to accept Jesus, you need to know that all who receive Jesus by faith, for all who do that, God has an assignment to demonstrate God's love and power through people just like you and me. And so I want to talk about how we can live on mission with God in 2021. All who have put their faith in Jesus, all who have accepted him and God's love for us, we can live on mission. My son and I have a running debate over who would win in a fight between James Bond and Ethan Hunt. James Bond, you know, is of course the fierce but debonair British agent 007 with a license to kill. Ethan Hunt is the scrappy but brilliant American agent who rises to the challenge even when all seems to make his mission impossible. Regardless of which one would win in a fight, James Bond or Ethan Hunt, what makes these two characters so impressive and so entertaining is their dogged determination to let nothing stand in the way of accomplishing their mission. Ethan Hunt will receive that Mission Impossible message. Your mission, if you choose to accept it. And once he accepts it, you better get out of his way because he is going to let nothing stop him from getting after that mission. Listen, if you have received the message of Jesus and accepted him with faith, then you have a mission. And no matter what comes your way in 2021, you can do your part in that mission. I want you to hear what God's word says to us about that. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 9. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Ready? You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Look at verse 10. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you received God's mercy. Verse 11, dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, we're going to come back to talk about that, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Peter makes some big, big statements here about people like us. These are words that are easy for a lot of us to pass over, assuming that they're written for someone else. Because we don't wake up necessarily thinking I'm a chosen person, I'm a royal priest, I'm part of a holy nation. We can pass over those words, but listen, there will always be voices who want us to be convinced that their words matter most in this world. And their words will have the biggest impact on our lives. But no other words but the word of God is eternal. And I want to focus on what God says I can do. And so hang with me, because I want to tell you three ways that these scriptures from 1 Peter tell us that you and I can do our part in God's mission in 2021. So listen, three ways you and I can do our part in God's mission this year. First, you can use your voice to tell others about the goodness of God. Your voice matters in 2021. It's your voice that God has chosen to make known His goodness to others. In 2021, we'll see what the elected officials can accomplish, but there's already been another election that took place before the foundations of the world. God chose you for His mission. Peter is talking to us and to all who ever trust the saving work of Jesus. You, he says, are God's chosen people. God chose you. God chose you to tell others about His goodness. Peter says, you can use your voice this year because you're it. God didn't choose the Republicans. He didn't choose the Democrats. He didn't choose a zip code or a skin color or a certain skill set of some kind. God chose all who have received His mercy to tell others what they too can receive. We need some voices of good news in 2021, not just preachers. We need voices that speak about God's goodness in conversations, whether deep discussions or brief exchanges. I'm talking about little words of reassurance from the truth of God's word that can make an enormous difference in someone's life this year. Little moments where someone gets to hear what God is able to do with anyone who trusts in Him. No matter what is happening around you this year, you can use your voice to declare the goodness of God in a world of darkness. It's your voice that God has chosen to make His goodness known. Now, if you're like me, we can struggle with this idea. We can back up from it. And I can think of plenty of reasons why I'm not as qualified as others to be a voice for God's mission. But Peter tells us what qualifies us. He says, you were not God's people, and you had not received God's mercy, but now you are God's people, and you have received God's mercy. That's what qualifies us. In 2021, don't cancel yourself. Don't cancel who God has chosen to do your part in His mission this year. No one else can tell your story of God's mercy like you can. There are people who will not hear about God's love from anyone else but you this year. You are a chosen people. Your voice is God's choice in 2021. Your voice is God's choice for His mission in this new year. People all around us are going to need some good news voices, and you can use your voice this year to tell others about the goodness of God. That's the first thing that God's word says we can do to do our part in God's mission. Here's the second thing. You can offer others what this world never can. You can offer others what this world never can. I want you to think about this. If you have put your faith in Jesus, then the Bible says you have been given access to a relationship with Almighty God. You have been given access to a relationship with Almighty God. And that's what Peter means when he says, you're royal priests. A priest shares access to God. That's what a priest does. A priest is someone who shares access to God. And in 2021, you can help others enter into life with God. You can share the access that Jesus has opened up for you. The best and easiest way to do that is to pray with people. It's to just simply pray with people. When we pray with people, we are sharing our access to Almighty God with the people we pray with. When life is out of control and someone is talking to you about their worries, their fears, their stress, their response to chaotic events, you can offer what this world never can by simply saying, "Can I pray for you right now?" And I want you to know two things that you can expect to happen when you do that, when you stop and pray with someone. First, 9 times out of 10, people will say yes if you ask them, "Can I pray for you right now?" People are willing to be prayed for, and they will be thankful that you took the time to pray for them. And the second thing you can expect to happen when you pray for someone, and I'm talking about a short, simple prayer, doesn't need to be a long thing. People become more open to God and more aware of their need for Him when we invite them into prayer. You have access, the Bible says, to come boldly before God's throne of grace to receive help in your time of need. You are royal priests. I'll never forget several years ago, I was teaching a training for our prayer teams, and I encouraged everyone at the training to pray together and to believe that God can speak to us and give us words of encouragement and words of wisdom to share with others. And so we, in the training, we spent some time just praying together, silently praying out loud, but just praying together for a few moments. And I'll never forget when we were done, Sarah Song was with us in that prayer training. And she said that while we were praying, that she believed God was showing her that the prayer team, I love this, stands at God's throne of grace with our hands held out, one hand holding God's hand, and the other hand stretched out to those who are coming for prayer. And as a prayer team, what we're doing is we are helping others come boldly before the throne of grace. We are inviting people into the access that we have with God Almighty. It's such a powerful image of what we do when we pray. It means that you know God hears you when you call out to Him, and you can share that access with God. That's what it means to be a priest. Doesn't mean you wear a collar or a robe. It just means that you know when we pray, God hears our voice, and I've got access to the throne of grace, and I can invite others to access God's grace with me. People want to know if God is real, and if so, how to know Him. Let me tell you one of the ways I recently have seen how much people want to know God and want to know if they can trust Him. Do you ever read any articles on the website Wikipedia? You ever visited that website? I know Wikipedia is not flawless, but man, it's helpful when you're looking for just some quick information. And one of the ways that I have found that I like to use Wikipedia. It's kind of a strange or quirky way, but I like to go and look at their top five most popular articles. They always give a list of the top five most popular articles on any given day. And it's such a great snapshot to see what are people in this world searching for. What are they curious about? What are they interested in? What are they reading about? And so you can go, and oftentimes the top five articles on Wikipedia, they're related to headlines in the news and celebrities and things like that. But here's what is really interesting. For the last 2 months, I look at this, you know, on a pretty regular basis, and for the last 2 months, one of the top 10 most popular articles on Wikipedia is the Bible. People are searching to know God. People want to know who God is and if they can trust God. It's even been in the top five articles in the last few weeks. People are searching for how to know God. People are hoping that they can make some sense out of this chaotic world by knowing God. In fact, I bet you know someone who is curious about God. I bet you know someone who would jump at the chance for you to pray for them and to share your access to the throne of grace with them. You're a royal priest. And you can offer what this world never can. And in 2021, the world needs some Jesus-following, God-believing, Spirit-empowered Ethan Hunts who will choose to accept the mission that God has given them. And you can do that when you lead others to God simply by praying with them. That's God's mission for us. Will you accept it? One more way that we can do our part in God's mission this year is to show others how to rest in the knowledge that our God reigns. Peter says, "You are a holy nation." That's the other description he gives us. A holy nation. Peter now is Jewish, and he knows the significance of the nation of Israel all throughout Scripture. But here in this instance, Peter is using this word more broadly than that. He is using this word figuratively for all who come to God through Jesus. We know that because in the beginning of 1 Peter, at the very beginning of his letter, he addresses his words to a broad audience of people who are both Jews and non-Jews from a variety of backgrounds. And he's using the word nation to emphasize their new identity in Christ. Their new identity that is based on their common devotion to Jesus. In fact, he calls them, you'll notice, temporary residents and foreigners. Peter's making a distinction here for us, and it's an important one. It's important in 2021 that you and I recognize this distinction between our relationship to Jesus and our relationship to the state. Regardless of our citizenship, regardless of where we are from or where we live, above all else, we are people of God who by faith have begun life in God's kingdom. If you have accepted Jesus and entered into life in his kingdom, you are part of a holy nation formed by God. We all know that our government and political systems are going to change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. We can participate in the political system. We can demand accountability from our leaders. But no matter what, we can stand firmly planted in the knowledge that through it all and above it all, our God reigns. No one can displace him from his throne. No one can change what is true of God. When the whole world is in chaos, our God reigns. When life is full of uncertainty, our God reigns. I can rest in the knowledge that he reigns, and that that rest in that knowledge, it becomes an action of mission when we show others how to rest in the reign of God. I got into a conversation with my neighbor the other day, just at my front door, and he was all fired up about all the political turmoil in the country. He was angry and he was disappointed, and he was what a lot of us have felt lately. And I said, "Well, it's disappointing." And then I said to him, "To be honest, I'm kind of tired of all those people wanting to keep our attention on them all the time, as if they are all that matters." And my neighbor said to me, he said, what do you think of all of this? I said, "Well, honestly, I am more convinced now than I ever have that my hope is in Jesus. My devotion to live for him and trust him is only getting sharper," I said to him. "And I'm not going to let the chaos in this world distract me from the peace that I have in Jesus, because no matter what, I believe that God reigns." And then my neighbor said to me, he said, "You always bring it back to Jesus, don't you?" I said, yeah, I guess I do. And then my neighbor sat down on a bench by my front door, and with a kind of calming sigh, he said to me, "I should have come and talked to you sooner than this." That's what he said to me. In 2021, you and I can do our part in God's mission by simply showing others how to rest in the knowledge that our God reigns. And when others are fearful and others are angry or disappointed or confused, let them find us steady in our faith, firm in our devotion to Jesus. On God's mission, with God's power, we offer reassurance from the King of Kings, who does not dwell in buildings made by hands, whose dwelling place is more sacred than any chamber on any capital, on any hill. We offer resilience. That is who we are. We are a holy nation. We offer resilience and steady calm from the one who slept in the storm before he calmed the storm, who is the Ancient of Days and who reigns forever. When so much is uncertain and volatile and out of control, we can still point the way to life in the hands of the one who holds everything together. We have a mission. You and I have a mission to tell and show the world the goodness of God that still rescues us from darkness and into God's wonderful light. Light that will eventually expose all corruption. Light that will never fail to reveal truth. Light that will eventually set us free if we trust him to lead us into life with him. Nothing can stop us. In that light, you and I have a mission. And in a world where it is so easy to wander in darkness, who has been called? Who has been called out of darkness into his wonderful light? It's you and it's me. Who will show the goodness of God to those who wonder if anything is truly good? Oh, let it be us. Let it be us. Let us use our voice to tell of the goodness of our great God. Let it be us who share our access to the throne of grace as we pray for others. Let it be us who stand firm and calmly planted in the knowledge that our God still reigns. I'll never forget several years ago when I was asked to attend a meeting for the Eagle Rock Historical Society. And a man was there writing a book about Eagle Rock and the history of Eagle Rock. And he wanted to include a chapter on the churches in Eagle Rock, the churches that have been part of this community throughout its history. And so he called different churches and invited us to come together and share some stories. And during this time, I had been learning a lot about the history of Christian Assembly. And so our staff asked if I would go and share some stories. So I went there, and there I was with all these representatives of other churches in our community. And one by one, people got up and they told the history of their local church. And I have to tell you, I love history, but this was one of the most boring meetings I have ever sat through, as people got up and talked about buildings that were built and pastors that came and went and locations that changed. One man brought a brick with him, and he must have talked for 30 minutes about the brick that was chosen when a building was built for his church, that a building that doesn't even exist anymore. It was so boring. And then this other pastor, Jack Lindbergh, I'll never forget this. He was a pastor at Eagle Rock Covenant Church. He finally got up and he came. This was about halfway through the meeting. About half of us had shared already. He came up to the podium and he said, "Listen, before I tell you about the history of my church, can I just remind all of us that when we are talking about the history of the church in Eagle Rock, we are talking about the history of God changing people's lives with His love and with His mercy and with His grace." And boy, there was this sort of silence in that room as every person there sensed a palpable presence of God's Spirit convicting and reminding us what our mission is, reminding us of why the church exists, of why you and I are on this planet, why we know God and why we know His mercy in 2021 is because God has a mission for us. It's still God's mission, no matter what else is going on. And God still empowers people like you and me to do our part in His mission. I wonder if you believe that. You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. And in 2021, you can use your voice to tell others about the goodness of God. And this year, you can offer what no one else can offer: access to Almighty God. This year you can live with an unshakable allegiance to Jesus, standing firm and calm in your knowledge that our God reigns. That's how you and I can do our part in God's mission. And there's nothing, nothing more important, because over it all and through it all, no matter what, our God reigns. Our God is good, and He calls us out of darkness into His light. Let's pray together, and let's ask God to help us live in His mission. Would you pray with me? God, I pray for all who are listening to my voice, all who have heard Your word spoken. God, I pray that You would help us to believe. If we have accepted Jesus, those of us who have already bent our knee to You in faith, Lord, I pray, would You give us courage? Would You give us boldness to accept the mission You've given us? And God, I pray for anyone who is listening, who is hearing that there is hope, that there is good news, there is life in the love of God that is found through Jesus Christ. If you have never bent your knee and given your faith to Him and trusted Him to be the Lord of your life, do it right now. Make the decision and say, Lord, come into my life and make me new. Forgive me. Forgive me for my sins and help me to live a new life with You on mission. God, help them to hear You calling them out of darkness. Help them hear You calling them into Your light. Help us all to remember that that is what You do. You still do that. You are still God and You still reign, and we trust You. Lead us. Lead us as Your people. Lead us as a church on mission. Help us to do our part in Your mission this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship before we're done.
From Jerusalem to the nations we will go. From Jerusalem, Lord, let Your healing flow. From Jerusalem, just like in days of old. To the world we will go. All right, come on, send us out. Yeah. Send us out, we will go. Send Your power, let it flow. Lord, take us to the world. Every tribe and every tongue, it's Your way.
Thank you for being with us today online. If you made a decision to follow Christ at any point during our service, or if you'd like to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, please let us know so we can have a pastor follow up with you. You can email us at the address on the screen, or you can text decision to the number 52855. Now let me close with this benediction from Psalm 121, 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. See you next week.